Returning to number 10 after 3 weeks off sick, Boris Johnson joked he'd been away from his desk a lot longer than he'd have liked, but his central message to the public was a serious one. It's not over yet. Now is not the time, he said, to throw away everyone's efforts and sacrifices, hinting there are signs the nation is moving past the peak, beginning to turn the tide. He asked Britons to control their patience, saying he understood businesses' concerns, but warned a second peak would lead to economic disaster. He drew on his own personal fight against the virus, comparing it to an invisible mugger, saying now is the time we've begun to wrestle it to the floor, but now is also the time of maximum risk. The UK is in a very different situation to when the Prime Minister fell ill. The death toll has risen from 5,000 to over 20,000, and the lockdown extended a further 3 weeks until the 7th of May. Pressure has been mounting on the government for some time to spell out its exit strategy. Boris Johnson returns to face that dilemma, promising to strike a consensus and bring in opposition parties to help him make what he described as difficult judgments, the outcome of which, he says, we'll hear more of in the coming days. Holly Hudson, London.